This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy. How are you?
Good morning, Dan Murphy. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Joyce.
You're looking sprightly this morning.
Am I?
Yes.
Good.
Is that a good thing?
Should be. I can hear sirens.
I can hear sirens too.
Why can we hear sirens? Is that going off in my head?
No.
Good morning to the emergency services department.
Lots and lots of...
Why do I look sprightly?
Yeah, you look sprightly.
I'm just very happy to be here.
You look fresh-faced and ready to go for a good show.
As to you, though, Dean.
Thank you very much. I try my best. I didn't about 20 minutes ago. I was asleep out there in prison.
Yeah, I know. Look, we're all getting a bit tired at this time of the year, aren't we?
You do. You get a little bit burnt out. I think there's, you know, it's the end of the year. It's been
a big day yesterday. I went to World AIDS Day yesterday,
the launch yesterday,
and I saw one of my best friends in the world.
Yes.
Be a speaker for
people
living with HIV.
Saw him on the way in.
No, and he was amazing, and I just think everyone. It was a excellent morning. I had to go to work after that, but congratulations for all involved. Very informative, and very beautiful stories to hear. So I'm just feeling the love. And I would like to thank the people at Joy. Who celebrated World AIDS Day and also who left the food out overnight. So we've put that in the bin, whoever was responsible for that.
I think I saw a little mouse.
Yep.
Did I see a mouse?
A couple
on the table?
Of them. Yeah. So I'd like to thank them for that.
A row of ants trying to take away a Don Marty.
Yeah, the Don Marty looked like they would have been nice last night, didn't they?
Delicious.
Not today.
Taylor Swizzle. Love her.
T-Swizzle, $230 million she made last year.
I know, she's at the top of the earnings of all music artists.
That's just
for last year.
Incomprehensible. Is that the word?
Well, she's lucky in business and music and unlucky in love, isn't it? Well, I reckon with all that money.
She's only 25, who cares?
She's got time.
What can she do which is unique with all that money? Like, seriously?
She's got a pretty nice house.
I reckon she's kind of got those rabbit boiler chick eyes, hasn't she? That, you know,
squinty binty
eyes. Wouldn't it be good if she used some of that money and got those, you know, those Japanese cartoon manga eyes? You know, the manga cartoon eyes?
Yeah.
I don't know whether you can buy them for real people.
Can't you?
I don't know whether you can do
that. She can do anything.
She could do anything.
Look what she's achieved in such a short amount of time in a movie.
Well, that's correct.
Anyway, we've got lots.
I tell you who probably shouldn't do too much more to alter the look of her face with all her money.
Who's that?
Madonna.
Why? Oh. She looks brilliant.
Oh, we were watching one of my best friends it was one of her biggest fans, and we were watching the video clip for Tell Me Love. Is it? What's that one?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. From the music one. Anyway, and we were both like, oh, look at her there. That was before she's started jabbing her face full of stuff. She's a little bit puffy sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay. But you know what?
Hey, why am I picking up? Have a look how puffy I am, and I haven't put anything into my face.
well, you
look fresh.
What?
You've puffed up a treat this morning, little puffer fish.
See, I pay out on Madonna, and Dean pays out on me.
It's just the way it happens. I'd like to throw parties like Princess Beatrice.
Right.
Just off the cuff. Thought you might like to know.
Your castle?
Yeah, absolutely. She was throwing a little shindig at a party that she was at Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson's place. Right. And she had a couple of
Are they back together?
No.
Oh, they just live together?
No, they just own the place together. Anyway, she threw a bit of a party. And she's 28 now. She should know better, but she was a bit tipsy, I would say.
Right.
Could you imagine it? Just a little bit loose.
Absolutely.
And anyway, she had some famous people there. James Blunt was one of them. James Blunt wanted to be knighted.
As you do.
So she's thought, I'll get the old sword out and give him
I love that that's an option.
Oh, hang on. I know. I've got a terrific idea. Mummy's got a ceremonial sword. Let's just do that. That'll be so much fun. Look at us go.
She decided to knight him, but as she was doing the I knight you, Sir James Blunt, she raised the sword. It went flying behind her, and she didn't know the poor little Ed Sheeran. That poor little ranger was standing right behind and she's stabbed him in the face.
Stabbed
him.
Oh, my God.
Sword.
I thought you were going to say she cut off James Blunt's head. No. This was starting to seem a bit more like The Walking Dead than like fantasy castle party.
After his last album.
It very much is a very name-droppy sort of
article,
though, isn't it? It is name-droppy.
Oh, I was knighting James Blunt.
I just happened to have James Blunt
stabbed
over.
Ed Sheeran. In the face. Anyway, I saw it. Originally, I saw it and looked. I thought, oh, he's only got a little bit of blood pouring out of it.
I don't think you can say she stabbed him. She sort of crazed him with
it. No, no, no.
She didn't poke him in the face, did she?
Yeah, yeah. You go and have a look at the image. She's full on. It's a full on gash for the old Ed Sheeran in the face.
Oh, like, well, he should take it to court.
Ripped his cheek. Oh, no, he was really lighthearted about it, actually.
Right.
And she's inconsolable.
Inconsolable.
Yeah, absolutely. She's fallen apart. Can you imagine it?
I can't believe I actually did that to one of the commoners.
She's learned from
him. He's already struggling enough with that red hair, but so is she.
She's learned from her mother how to throw one of those wobblies,
hasn't she?
Reading in the paper this morning, legendary musical group The Bee Gees have signed a long-term worldwide agreement with Capitol Records. Good on them. Oh, there's only one left, isn't there?
Congratulations.
So it's really Barry signed the agreement. The others communicated through.
Oh no, isn't it? No, there's
a Ouija board.
No, I don't think they've all. Have they all died?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I think
Barry's
he's
the only
on his
one
own.
Left. Yeah, he's the only one left. Anyway, the agreement includes the rights to the band's 22 studio albums, as well as numerous tracks and whatever. And I was thinking to myself,
22 studio albums.
I know they've signed this massive deal, but when do you know anyone that's ever bought a full Bee Gees album? Like, I've never bought
22
one.
Studio albums.
Yeah, 22 studio albums.
Like,
I'm thinking.
I'm hard pushed to get past Night Fever.
I'm thinking Staying Alive is the only track
Staying
I know.
Staying Alive.
I think maybe. Do you know any, Tim? Crickets.
Crickets.
I can't
apart from what you've said.
Yeah. Wasn't there another one, Emotions?
Oh, yes, yes. Emotion. They did Emotion.
I'm trying to think of.
I don't know. This is interesting.
Do you know what? Why don't we? I think we should build our own Bee Gees album because we might need some help.
We need some help.
I don't know. So, okay, so what have we got so far?
Well,
we've got Staying Alive.
And you've
we've
got
Emotions.
A ban on Googling things this morning. No. We've got to go old school and think about things. And as I said, I don't like thinking.
No. Well, we don't have to in this day and age, do we? No. But, okay, so what have we got? We've got Emotions. We've got Staying Alive. We've
and
got
Night Fever.
Night Fever. Three tracks. We need 12 tracks to make an album. Maybe we should get some help from this. From our
Yes.
Producers. Don't Google. You need to do it off the top of your brains, people. It's too easy to Google. Let us know. So we've got Staying Alive, Emotions, Night Fever. All right. I can't think of anything else. Oh, Tragedy. There you go. Four. Oh.
Four.
Four. We need another. We need another 8 tracks. Let us know if you can help us.
Can you let us know, please?
Barry will be really impressed
on
with our new albums that we've got.
7
That'll
Joy.
Make 23 albums that they've done.
0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au.
Murphy's Law this morning. We're building a Bee Gees album. If you want to join us.
We are.
I didn't think it'd go so
and
crazy.
I've got a little spring in my seat.
Well, they've just signed off on a new deal
Not
with
sure
Capitol,
right.
Capitol, Capitol Records. And, you know, they've done 22 studio albums, which is amazing.
22?
We're building the 23rd album for them today. Now, we're up to 12 tracks. Lots of messages coming through.
Yes, we've got. Okay, so one came through which doesn't have a name. It said Bee Gees, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's.
Never heard of it.
Never
I think
heard
that might
it.
Be like a B-side track. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway.
Bee Gees B-side.
Frank,
I like that.
Frank from Canada.
I think they did Jive Talking. They
Jive Talking. They did too. There's another one. Who else we got there?
Boyd said Spicks and Specks.
Oh, never heard of it. But
never
I'm
heard
trusting
of
you know what you're talking
like
about.
Like a TV show.
Tim said another Bee Gees song is More Than a Woman. Oh, Thinking of Others.
That's a good one too, isn't it?
What about You Should Be Dancing from Brad?
Wow.
I love that.
I love that too. And we've had another entry of Spicks and Specks.
That makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tracks, 12 to build an album, 16 to build the deluxe album that we're chasing. And if you really, 20 tracks would make up the deluxe album plus 4 acoustic songs thrown in at the end of
it. Yeah, well, why don't we just do a double album, make it a Christmas special?
Let's go for as many as we can. But keep sending them through. We need 12 to break, you know, make the new album. And like I said, the deluxe album, 16 tracks.
This is really interesting to me because I don't know, like, I know the songs. There's a couple, Spicks and Specks in Massachusetts, I'm going to go
absolutely.
And listen to.
Love it. We're doing a Bee Gees album. We're making a new Bee Gees album for the Bee Gees.
That's right.
Or just Barry. Well, he's going to make all the money out of it.
Well, no, hang on. No one's, again, they still say the Freemasons. And there's only one of them.
Yeah, so this is the BG. Anyway,
whatever. But I'm pointing out he's still a member of the band.
Yeah, well, that's correct. But we have made the album. We've got 12 tracks. We need another 4 to make the deluxe album. If you know any tracks off by heart.
Can we go through the track list?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
this is what we got, and it's good. This is not the lineup, by the way. We haven't arranged what's going where. Right. Tragedy, Night Fever, Staying Alive, Emotion, Massachusetts, Jive Talking, Spicks and Specks, More Than a Woman, You Should Be Dancing, How Deep Is Your Love, Chain Reaction, and Run to Me.
Pretty good album.
I'd buy that album too.
Woman in Love. Did you have that as well?
No, that was the one that you said wasn't
on a technicality.
You said it was a technicality
accepted,
and you actually wiped it out before, but now you want to put it on the album.
You know what?
No wonder the album can't get built.
Sorry, I wrote it down on my list and then I just debated it. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. So let us know if you know 4 more tracks we need to build the deluxe album. 0427joy949, honourofjoy.org.au. Now, we are also going to name the album.
Have we got a title? I've got one.
Yeah, go for it.
I've thought of one. I think it should be called BG Whiz.
I like that.
Oh, what about Bee Jesus? Or Bee Jesus, it's a deluxe version. Or Bee Jesus at Christmas.
I'm glad.
Or what about the heebie Bee Gees?
This be a heebie jeebies.
It's a heebie Bee Gees Christmas special.
Do you know what, you two? You're not at home on your couch, all right? Are we live on air still? Are we live on air? We're going to a song right now. Do you know, around Christmas time, there's always lovely stories, people doing lovely things, corporations doing lovely things for people.
It's just a lovely time.
It's just a lovely time. Well, here's a good story. Here's a heartfelt, warm story. Nadine Boom. It's a hard one, that one, isn't it? Was given the gift of free McDonald's for life on her birthday. That's right.
What?
Free Mackie D's whenever she likes.
Is that a gift?
Not something to be sniffed at least not if you're the fast food fan. Now, she's turned 100, right?
Oh.
And
oh,
apparently she's been eating.
Yeah. Oh, they're like,
hang on.
Okay, we'll give her McDonald's for life. She's 100. That's not going to cost a lot.
No.
Imagine their marketing department going, yeah, okay, look, on average, she's probably got another 3 years left. Multiply by 380, unless she upsizes to 480.
Hang on a second.
She's been eating it every day, doll.
Just hang on.
She's full of preservatives. That's keeping that thing alive.
Forever.
It's weekend in Bernie's, just on like lots of preservatives.
If I ever go near McDonald's, it's like a year of guilt because of all of the stuff that's in it, and you're told that you're going to die, so I would try not to.
Well, she's eating it every day.
She's 100.
Yeah. Like I just said, she's...
I am going straight through a drive-thru this afternoon. You watch me go.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
No, I shouldn't.
Jenny Craig out the window.
Jenny Craig going right out the window, doll.
Can you imagine?
We're very close to building the album. Not only building the album, the deluxe album. We're one track away, people. If you know a Bee Gees song, should we read them out?
Now, listen, a couple just came through. And
I have
been shot down in flames by the jury that knows everything about this. apparently, the Barry Gibb is the only remaining member of Bee Gees, and thus he is therefore allowed to add in some of his tracks that he did on the solo album when he collaborated with Babs.
Well, since he is the ruling the BG roots.
Yeah, he doesn't have much to say.
So I got shot down in fun. So we're adding back in Woman in Love, whoever said that before.
And What Kind of Fool.
And now we're putting in What Kind
Which
of Fool.
Which leaves us with one track. One track, people. That's all we need is one dodgy BG track.
Oh,
great.
It's funny about that, isn't it? Because there's a whole bunch of filler tracks now filling up the album, much like what Delta Goodrum does with all her albums. She has one track, which is a hit. All the other 16 tracks, fluff. A disastrous fluff.
Oh.
Warnie is very topical lately, isn't he?
I love a good Warnie moment.
Well, 2 weeks ago, weren't we talking about Warnie was self-proclaimed party boy?
demanded
of 49 or whatever he is. Yeah, demanded to meet Paris Hilton. Well, he's back in the papers again. During the week, he posted an Instagram photo of Melbourne and, you know, the Yarra River and the city.
Beautiful picture.
And he says, another stunning sunset over Melbourne tonight, which is wonderful, as today has been a great day for various reasons. Hope your day/night brings joy and happiness too. Time for a glass of red and reflect. He posted that. And apparently the guy who actually took the shot sent him a message saying, thanks, Warnie, for the shot.
Why do they do that?
It's a Getty's image.
Why do they do that?
He probably wasn't even in Melbourne.
It's just lying.
That's foolish.
It's terrible, isn't
it?
But
stupid.
What
Ooh,
I've worked
maybe
out,
he was supposed to be in Melbourne and wasn't.
But what I've worked out about social media and what I've worked out about celebrities is if you've had a bad moment, like that's not the greatest moment, being busted for lying, follow it up with a rather light-hearted moment, because now Warnie is in the paper all over page 7 this morning. He's got his own little Warnie mojos.
Emojis.
Well, it says mojo here. Mojo.
Yeah, but they're emojis.
So it's a what did they call it here? Oh, it's a star emoji.
Yeah,
star
it's emoji. Like it's an app that you can download.
Oh, so they've got all like emojis of him doing sort of things over his past, through the past, whatever. Like but the one they're missing out on, they haven't got him doing plastic surgery or having a hair transplant. Which
Or they haven't got him the bare-chested selfie in bed one, which actually should be followed with like a bucket so you can vomit into.
Or smoking a ciggy out the back of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out
well,
of Here.
Well, they should have just had him with a can of baked beans. Or Liz Hurley. I love him.
It's Liz Hurley's legs over the... Oh, anyway, 0427 joined in for 9.
That's... You what? Were heading into an area there that was unbecoming.
I know, terrible stuff.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You two started it because you pulled in this whole... But I don't know where these balloons came from, Joy, but there's...
It's we're Joy's now surrounded birthday.
By, is it?
It's Joy's 23rd birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah. Today?
Where was the memo on that? I don't think
yesterday.
No,
first.
I don't think it's right.
I think it's the first.
Oh, the first.
It's World AIDS Day, right?
Oh. Oh. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear Joy.
Happy birthday to you.
Anyway.
I love sucking the gas out of those things. Anyway, I don't think it's...
So
anyway.
We do have to apologise.
Don't do that at
Anna
home.
Anna and I, like children, ran out to collect all the helium balloons that we could find.
Oh, yes, it looks fabulous. And the studio looks amazing, doesn't it?
Looks it looks great.
And unfortunately, one of the strings from the balloons hit the screen
and turned off the song.
Yeah.
We lost the Veronicas, but that's okay.
So,
25 past 8.
You know, we're so professional in here. Of course we wouldn't get distracted while a song was on by balloons.
That's right. Thank you, Shane. And that couldn't have been easy because we were laughing the whole way through that. I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
But now Tim's got one stuck in his headphones. So it's
these are all visual gags. We're on
I'm
radio.
I'm so sorry. I've just lost it. Well, God. Dave Murphy told me very affectionately in brackets to go away, you female dog.
Look, I was just reading this article, actually.
Blanks. It was very terrible language.
I was reading this article about the fact that they've done research in the USA and they've concluded that many people who use swear words are really highly intelligent. Very smart if you swear.
Oh, so you were trying to demonstrate that to me.
I was trying to demonstrate that at you. And I did it with love. I didn't do it in a vindictive malice.
I don't think there was any love
callous
in that dog.
Way.
I don't think there was. That's what was so it. Funny.
So no, I'd like to know from the Joyces, if you swear at work, or you swear just in general, are you, like, do you feel like you're super intelligent and smart?
I love a good swear word. My old boss used to call me...
don't say that on air.
Street Talk Barbie.
Street Talk Barbie. It's gone quite crazy in here. Sorry, people. We have had, like, there's a million things happening. They're all visual gags.
I honestly can't explain the sheer sense of delight and happiness that has come from the fact that we went and hijacked all the balloons for the Joy birthday and brought them into the studio.
From a visual perspective, I know that we shouldn't do visual gags, but you've got them all over you there, Anna. There's a big gap in the middle. They're all over Dean.
It's like a halo. It's like a halo over you, Anna Murphy. Halo. A halo of gas. Now, here's not one.
That usually happens in my car.
Related to the same area of the body. This one, well, a guy's turned up. It's a guy named Stephen works at a tattoo joint, right? And he's turned up to work and he's went to open up the shop for the day and there's a big turd, human turd, out the front of the store.
Oh.
And can you say turd?
Yeah. Oh,
well, but we've now said it twice.
So... he was really furious, like really upset, as you would be too. So he went and checked all the CCTV cameras, which is
phantom pooper,
which has since been posted on YouTube and getting many, many hits.
Oh, that's not right? Okay.
Which is good for Stephen because he's going to make money out of it. But at the same time, the guy you see on the camera, like we watched this morning, and he was walking along. Now, Stephen's all in a ruckus about the fact that he thinks that it might have been someone who had a bad tattoo from him. And it's gone, oh, well, I'll just do that on your doorstep.
Like a revenge poo.
Like a revenge poo, yes. But Judging by what I saw, I just think it was a guy who was was late at night and
nature calling.
May not have been able to make it home.
Oh, dear.
May have decided to leave one on a doorstep. And it could have been anywhere.
Oh, does that happen?
Well, I don't know. See, I sort of think...
I have fallen victim to that.
You have. Yeah. I feel like this is TD Anonymous. Turd dropping Anonymous. Like, do we want to all put up our hands and tell everyone about our...
Yes, I've dropped turd. My name's Tim.
It's been a few weeks since you last dropped one.
Well, I got stuck late at night talking to a friend. We'd been out at a party and coming home. We were just sitting on the corner of Inkerman and Hotham in East St Kilda. I think that's the Paris end of East St Kilda.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, it's time to go. I need to go home. I live very, very close to there. And I crossed the road and I couldn't make it any further. Oh. So unfortunately, I have had a poo at the church.
Oh, a poo at the church. Drop one for the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
What about you, Anna Murphy? Have you ever...
No.
Not even close? Not even one of those busting ones need to go?
Oh, very, very close in India. Two weeks of just eating vegetarian and we got to Goa and then we introduced seafood and chicken.
Oh, that's
so close. And I couldn't get the toilet to the door open to my apartment.
And you tried to put the key in.
And they were, and the people working there were like in the hallway. And I was in bathers. I was in bathers in a one-piece bathing. Like, that was going to be such a disaster.
I had a good friend of mine. When I lived in Cairns many, many moons ago, with a couple up there, good friends of mine.
Do you think everyone likes us talking about this?
And anyway, Murray was this girlfriend of mine, this friend of mine, her boyfriend named Murray. And he wasn't well, and we all decided to go out. We said, come on, we'll go for drinks. Oh, no, I don't think I should go. I don't feel too good. And so we said, no, come on, you'll be right, you'll be fine. Anyway, so... we ended up on the dance floor, and after a few songs, we look over, and Murray's turned a colour of white, sheer white. Oh. And we looked, and he's just nodded, shaking his head in sort of like, well, no. And so we went, oh, no. And we went over, and he goes, I can't get up. I've pooed my pants on. And he was in white jeans. So we had to travel from Cairns in the car back to Port Douglas.
Good. My friend's very quickly. My friend's husband. She reckons the moment she fell in love with him was when he told her that back in the 80s he was wearing white jeans. He hadn't been feeling well. He was in Mallorca in Spain, and he went out for this big group dinner. And there was a girl there that he liked. He's very, very proper English gentleman. And he thought, oh, I've got a bit of wind. I'll just quietly let that go. And he soiled himself.
He
had to walk out. There was a brown stain on the white jeans, and never saw the girl again. And when they had their baby, Harvey, when he was born, their friends from
caught
England,
it soil.
No, they sent out a little pair of white jeans with brown patch on the back.
That is the most disgusting story I've ever heard in my life, Anna Murphy. Should we be talking about this at breakfast?
No. It's too late.
Has everyone eaten?
All on trains.
My favourite part of the show, Last Man Standing. That's where we take on the big challenge at Tim throws out, and we have 3 seconds to answer the questions. Or is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And so far, it's 13-10.
Like to dispute. See, what happened last week?
You threw in the towel.
I gave up.
Why did you? I don't understand why you give up. It's a game of.
Because I thought it was going too long.
But you're not the director of the show. He's sitting in front of you, and he didn't feel like it was a need to.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. I dispute the 13 business. I think we should go back to.
Do you 12. Do that with all your things in life? Do you just give up and throw in the towel?
Dispute things.
Dispute things.
Yeah, it's pretty much the way you play games, isn't it?
Representative of how you live life.
Live your life.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel really flat now.
Oh well, let's pep you up. Try and win.
No. You watch. I'm all sorts of competitive. Let's go.
You're all sorts of something.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. So, Dean, you'll be kicking off because you are the carryover champion.
Yes.
This week's topic is foreign countries you've fornicated in.
Canada.
Germany.
Japan.
France.
Spain.
England.
France.
New Zealand.
Tasmania.
Yay, I won!
Because I got confused. Could we repeat countries?
You
said France. And
yeah,
I went France.
You have
and
been there.
Then I went, I can't repeat it. Then I got confused. Yeah. It's a hard one, that one. I'll give you that one, Anna Murphy, just to make you smile because
you didn't give it to me. I won the game.
No, I threw it in for you. I threw it in like you did last week.
My concern is you said Tasmania is countries.
Same.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.